Hello, dear meditators. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Raphael and I'm your host here. Today, I would like to share with you a meditation that we did this afternoon, Sunday, the 21st of November, 2021, on the YouTube channel. Indeed, every Sunday at 4 p.m. Central European time. I think that's 10 a.m. Eastern, but please check it. We meditate live on YouTube. Today was the first one in a long time, but I really would like to do this more regularly. So maybe I'll see you next Sunday on the YouTube channel. I'll link it in the description to this show. And in the meantime, enjoy this session. Take care. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Okay, I think it started. We started, the live started, fantastic. Hello everybody, welcome back to the channel. I'm so thrilled to have you here. I'm so honored to be part of your journey as always. If this is the first time we meet, my name is Raphael. On this channel, we do a lot of meditations for transcendence, other types of meditations. We do vibrational meditation. And as I announced on the newsletter this week, we're going to start again with our weekly live meditations, where we can meditate together every single week, live right here on YouTube. So I'm really glad to be here. I'm very excited. It's been a long time since the last live meditation. Really looking forward to it. I hope that the sound quality is okay. I'm having a look now at my computer to see that it's streaming with a good connection. Indeed, it is. That's great. Fantastic. So we're going to start quite soon. Before we start our meditation, I always like to start a meditation preparation. What I mean by that is just settling down, you know, relaxing a little bit, getting into some comfortable clothes. An oversized t-shirt I find is perfect for the task. And, you know, relax a little bit. If you want to dim the lights, dim the lights. If you want to cool down, cool down. Make sure you won't be disturbed during the entirety of this meditation. But as we'll see in this meditation, what we're going to practice here is to take those distractions around us and to make them part of our meditation, because we're not separated from all these distractions. We're not separated from the world. We're not separated from the society. We are part of the world, and indeed we are the world. And so this is something that we're going to be practicing today. I didn't prepare any vibration. We're not going to have a vibration today. We're not going to have any kind of music or binaural beats or any kind of frequencies, anything like this. We're going to be doing some silent meditations. I'm going to guide you through it, so don't worry. It will be a guided meditation, but it's going to be silent. And some people might find that this technique is a little bit advanced, but please bear with me. And let's try it out together. Okay, so let me have a look here. Agnes says a little bit louder would be better. Okay, let me see. Let me see if I can do that. Seems like I have a good signal though. I'm in the yellow. I wouldn't want to go in the red. Let me see here. Oops, would that be better? Would that be better? Maybe it will. Now the signal is even stronger. I wouldn't want it to break. Let me know if the sound is a little bit better now. And then we're gonna start. Okay. So, as I said, we're gonna first prepare the meditation. So if you want to get yourself into some, Kim says it's better. Thank you for everything. You're very, very, very welcome. It's my pleasure. Okay, so let's get started. Comfortable clothes, a place where you're safe, somewhere you won't be disturbed. For these kind of meditations and for all the meditations that we do together, it doesn't matter how you sit, where you sit. In fact, right now I'm standing up. I often get the questions that I can't sit because my back hurts, my lower back hurts, I don't feel comfortable sitting down. Can I do it lying down? I actually suggest that you do it standing up if you cannot sit. But if you prefer to sit for this meditation, that's perfectly okay. You can sit on a chair, you can sit on the edge of your bed, you can sit on the floor, on a yoga block, on a firm meditation pillow, wherever feels comfortable for you, okay? And I'm actually standing here and I'm preparing my meditation by making sure that the way I stand is effortless, so there is no muscular tension in my way of standing. I try to take a lot of space and to use the balance, the force of my own gravity to be on the floor. So I unlock my knees, and to find the center of gravity, what I mean by the center of gravity is really this place where you can sit with no effort at all, right? And to find that place, well, you have to go this place of pure balance. You actually have to experiment and go out of balance, right? So you'll go a little bit forward, a little bit backward, and feel when you're about to fall, you've gone too far. And this is kind of fun, right? To know your limit, you have to go always a little bit beyond so that you know where it's at. And you do it left and you do it right. And at some point, you'll feel the palms of your feet, the sole of your feet, really just there. And it just feels natural. And I don't have to have any kind of muscular activity to hold my head or to hold my neck. Shoulders are relaxed as far as possible from the ears. And yes, if you're sitting down, then you can do the same exercise instead of with your feet. Of course, it will be with your sitting bones in your rear end, right? In your tail. So just making sure that you're in a place where you can sit, not slouching. You don't want to sit too straight, right? Because you don't want to introduce any kind of tension in your body. But something that feels nice, that feels smooth. If you feel like moving, now is the time to do so. If you feel like stretching a little bit, now is the time to do so. If you have glasses, you can already take them off. Okay, just checking the chat that there's no problems. There might be problems, and that's okay. Let's use those as opportunities to grow and to do better next time. And slowly, you might want to close your eyes. And now we're ready to start a meditation. Being present, putting aside the week we've had, putting aside the week we'll have, and enjoying this moment. And we can start by celebrating ourselves, by congratulating ourselves for taking the time to meditate today. On this Sunday, whether it's the morning or the afternoon where you are. Simply sitting now, doing nothing. We're not trying to breathe deep, we're not trying to breathe slow. We're not trying to observe anything. We're not trying at all. We're just sitting or standing with no purpose, with no reason, like a cloud isn't in the sky to be painted. It's just there because it's its nature. And we can take the time to appreciate our nature and to take the time to experience who we are at the core of our being, right here, right now. surrounded by potential and energy. And now that we're finding some calm and stillness, we put our hands to our heart. We dedicate this session to someone. It can be anybody. Somebody that you know, somebody that you don't know, somebody that you love, somebody that you're having challenges with. The way we do this, hands to the heart. We take a nice deep breath in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we project our love, our gratitude and appreciation towards that person or group of people. And so, as I mentioned before, we will not have a meditation object for today's meditation. That means we won't focus on a sound, on a vibration, on our breath, on a mantra. We'll simply be trusting our instincts, trusting our senses, reconnecting with ourselves as natural beings, letting go of expectations, letting go of purpose, letting go of opinions and judgments of ourselves, of our practice, of the way we are. And little by little, we'll start to focus on the sensations of our body, without taking any action, without focus. We just notice our feet on the floor, or our sitting bones on the chair, or on the ground. Notice your points of contact with the earth. Notice yourself going and following your natural gravity and melting into the earth. Simply observe the sensation, trust your instincts, trust your feelings. Trust your senses, trust your touch, from new down to earth. Until you start noticing that there isn't you and your thoughts and your feet on the floor. And there isn't the floor and the earth and the gravity, there just is one. Feel the symbiosis between yourself and your surroundings. At some point your mind drifts away, that's okay. Let it go where it wants to go. And once it's satisfied, it will come back to its natural place of stillness here, now. Feel. Let yourself feel. Let the earth be felt by who you are. Not the opinion of who you are, but who you really are. As we gradually shift our focus from touch to ear, start listening effortlessly but deeply. Listen to the sounds around you. Notice them. Maybe there are sounds that in another situation you would feel annoyed by them. Cars, street noises, neighbors. But today you're embracing them as you notice that they are part of an ecosystem, that they are part of life and that they are part of who you are. If you're in a place of silence, hear that silence. Hear those frequencies, high and low. Trust your instincts, trust your senses. The deeper you listen, you start hearing the sounds inside of you. All these little squeaks, all these little hiccups, all this energy, flow, and constant movement from the tips of your toe to the crown above your head. Hear the air entering your body. Hear your heart beat, nourishing your cells, your muscles, your organs, allowing you to live, to survive, to thrive. Notice how the sounds inside and the sounds outside go together, blend in perfect harmony with rhythm and melody here and now for your enjoyment. Appreciate this pure symbiosis of life. And for our last shift, from hearing to seeing, whether your eyes are closed or open, if they're closed, notice the lights, notice the patterns in front of you, the colors blue or red, orange maybe, the shapes, and when you find the shape that you like, go deeper towards it. Watch closely, but with no effort. For the more effort we make, the more blurry it gets. Just look forward into the shapes, into the colors. And enjoy the show. As you enjoy these beautiful shapes and colors, let all of your senses come together with the background music of the inner and outer sounds to the dance of these shapes and colors in front of you, inside of you, outside of you. Simply of you. And as you feel more grounded here, within your environment, you start realizing that you are the environment. That there is no separation between your heartbeat and the sounds of the street and the songs of the birds and the swoosh of the wind and the breath in your throat and your nose. And if you start hearing your thoughts, this familiar voice telling you this and that, it's okay, welcome it. As you start to appreciate that you are the world, you start realizing that you are not that voice, that you are not the thoughts, that your own thoughts and the thoughts and opinions of others do not define you. You are more than that. Much more. Let your mind wander where it wants to wander. Trust yourself. Trust your instincts. whenever you feel like it. Give yourself the gift of a nice deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, with no effort, without blowing the air, simply releasing like a balloon emptying itself, and again in through the nose. Release naturally. Whenever you feel ready, and whenever you want to, whenever you choose to, open your eyes. You can stay there, you can stay still. You can move, you can do whatever it is that you want, whatever your body is asking you to do, that is the right thing for you to do. Alright, everybody. Sorry, I have something in my throat. So, how did it go? Don't judge it. You don't have to give your opinion of it, but you can be objective about your experience, which is something that I highly recommend you do. And in fact, what I tell my students is to journal, like a reporter, your experiences of meditation. And this will help you realize what you experience and how you grow. And these are iterative processes. So let me have a look at the chat. If you have any questions, now's the time. I will take a few extra minutes on our session now to answer any of these questions. And then I will go back to work. I'm currently finishing my book on vibrational meditation, different meditation techniques. And so it's a lot of things to do, but I really enjoy it. I'm learning a lot by doing it. And if you want to learn more about it and when it comes out, which will be quite some time, you can subscribe to my newsletter every week or so-ish. I send a letter via email. And you can have a look on my website, www.raphaelreiter.com. You can subscribe, it's completely free, and you'll get it there. Okay, so Nathan says, first time I managed to be here on time. Awesome. And have a moment to do it. Kind of serendipitous, as I've been practicing silent meditations for a while now. Okay, good. Alex says, thank you for the offering, so grateful. You're very, very welcome, Alex. Adam says, morning from New Zealand. Awesome. I have no idea what time it is in New Zealand. It's probably really, really, really late at night. No? I think so. The earth is going this way. I'm not sure. Matt says, thank you, you're very welcome. John Division, you're very welcome. Also, Lorna, I'm glad you've enjoyed it. You're very welcome. Chad, thank you very much. You're very welcome. Guys, if you have no questions, then I will call it a day. Thank you so much for joining me here. We're going to be doing it every single week. Maybe at 4 p.m. Central European time. I guess that's 10 a.m. Eastern. Or maybe an hour before. It will depend. Sometimes 3, sometimes 4. The reason is that my baby is asleep right now, so you're not too distracted. Jennifer says, so appreciative for this meditation. You're so welcome. I enjoy doing them because it lets me meditate. An extra bonus meditation on my Sunday afternoon. Okay. Oh, by the way, we will start doing more challenges. A lot of people have been asking me what's going to be after the 100 days challenge now that it's finished. And we're going to be doing some new challenges. But we're going to be doing shorter challenges that will be themed. And during the whole year of 2022, we're going to have one theme per month with 30-day meditation challenges with one theme. So I can already tell you that January will be meditation for beginners. But if you're intermediate or advanced, you know, I mean, there's no such thing as intermediate, advanced, beginner. It just is with meditation, right? But I think it will be a good basis, a good foundation for our meditation practice with vibrations, with binaural beats, with all of these things. And February will be meditation for self-love. February is it's my birthday in February, and it's the month of love. And then we'll move forward on different challenges. Those are going to be the first two ones starting on January the 1st and for 30 days meditation challenge. So that will be cool. I guess February will be 28 days meditation challenge. I didn't really think about that before. What are the balls for? The balls are, those are just singing balls. So you can make different kinds of sounds. You can just ring it as a bell. You can make it sing. And it's very soothing, very relaxing. These ones don't have, which is the case often with those metal or those brass balls. They don't have a specific frequency. I've actually ordered some crystal balls, which can be fine-tuned to the frequency that I like working with, which is the frequency on the scale of 432 hertz. So the A being 432, which is very relaxing, has a very soothing effect, and I can create binaural beats with those. So binaural beats basically means on the left ear and on the right ear you have two different frequencies that are very close to each other, and the gap between these frequencies of maybe 6 hertz or 7 hertz or 8 hertz creates those oscillations, those beats. So those are what we call binaural frequencies. And each of these frequencies have a different benefit for health, for the mind, for the soul, for these kind of things. So this is why I enjoy doing it with those. With these particular balls, it's mostly either as a meditation object to focus on the sound, or sometimes I like to make it ring just to come back, to remind myself to come back here, to recenter, to reposition myself maybe on my center of gravity and so on. 4:30 a.m. Okay, that's a good time. That's a good time to wake up. Monday. Well, have a good week. Nathan says, thanks for the meditation. You're very welcome. Agnes is participating in the 31-day challenge from last year. Today is day 15 for you. Awesome. That's great. So you're halfway there. Let's go. And after that, you can do the 100 one. And starting in January, we can do those new 30 days meditation challenges that, as I said, will be themed. I'll announce everything on the channel, on the podcast, and on the newsletter, of course. If you want to keep up with everything that I do, the newsletter is the place to be. On that note, thank you so much for your time, for your presence. I appreciate you. I see you. I feel you. I'm so honored and so glad to be part of your journeys on this self-transcendence journey, on becoming the best version that you can, on reconnecting with your natural self, putting the thoughts aside for a few minutes every day so that you can really experience the core of your being through your natural senses, through your instincts. Very, very important. So thank you again for being here. Same place, same time next week. Take care. See you soon. Bye.